October 28th. Yes, translation continued.
Reading from the second part of Bhagavatam, chapter 7, Lord Shiva has quoted one verse. Udayami Rabbi Nabi, the Swargam Napunar Bhavam, Bhagavat Sandhi Sangastam, Bharatanam Kiruta Shisha. So here Lord Shiva, he is the foremost among all the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavana Kaitha Shambhu. So he is the guru of all the Vaishnavas. He is telling us that even a moment association with a sadhu is incomparable. It cannot be compared with Sarvabhauma, the sovereign kingdom of the entire earth, or Svargaloka, or the position of prime minister or president of any country. And it is even superior to the liberation. Because by associating with a sadhu, one will receive Krishna prema. So here Srila Gurudev is telling one story of Vasishtha and Vishwamitra. Vasishtha and Vishwamitra, they always used to compete with each other. Vasishtha had achieved the position of Brahmarshi. While Vishwamitra, by austerities, always trying to become a Brahmarshi. He had become a Rajarshi. So he was born as a Kshatriya. He always used to practice austerity. So one time, Vasishtha and Vishwamitra engaged in a debate. Who is superior? Vasishtha said, I am superior, and Vishwamitra said, I am superior. So they went to Anantashesh. Anantashesh is actually, he bears this the burden of the entire earth on his hood. So then they went to Anantashesh. Anantashesh told that I am already burdened by this earth. Actually, Gurudev also told that Vishwamitra is very powerful sage. He is not an ordinary sage. He was actually creating his alternate creation. He created a coconut, he created banana, he created a cashew, he created a buffalo. Buffalo, like that. So he was creating so many objects which even Brahma did not create. So this Vishwamitra and Vasishtha, they went to Anantashesh, and Anantashesh told them, you should hold the burden of this earth for even for a moment, and then I will tell who is superior among you. So Vishwamitra said, I stake. I use all the austerities I have done so far in my life, all the tapasya I have done, and let this earth be situated nicely in the air. But as soon as Anantashesh removed his hood from underneath, that earth began to sink, and there was earthquake. So that time Anantashesh again held the earth on his hood and told that your austerity is useless. This Paris austerity of millions and billions of years, this earth cannot be held. So then he told, now Vasishtha, now you should try. And Vasishtha actually, he said that I have all my life I associated with sadhu. I give only half second of association with the sadhu. And by the power of this half second of association with sadhu, let this earth be situated nicely in the air. And the earth was properly situated in the air, it was not falling down. So that time Vishwamitra asked Anantashesh, what is the verdict? Who is superior? And Anantashesh said that, I have given you the verdict, Tulayami Labe Nathima Svargam Napunarvavam Bhagavad Sangi Sangastam Bhargyanam Kivita Shisha. The association with the sadhu is incomparable. It cannot be compared with your own austerities. Association with sadhu is indispensable. So, and association means one should associate with sadhu Samyak Rupena Gavanam, and Asanga means Pratushta Rupena Seva of sadhu. So like there is lice on the head, this lice is also associated with the sadhu. But the lice in the head of the sadhu will only suck the blood of the sadhu, will not serve the sadhu. So therefore one should serve the sadhu. Tadvitti Pratipatena Pariprashtena Sevaya Upadekshitite Jnanam Jnanamistat Pudarsana. One should approach a sadhu who is actually Sajatiya Shayas Vigde. One who is affectionate to oneself and affectionate to us, and who is in the same mood as us, and he is very known of all the tattvas, Krishna tattva, Radha tattva, and all the tattvas. One should serve him, ask him pertinent questions, receive reply from him, and by serving his lotus feet, entire life one should stay in association and hear his harikatha. This harikatha itself is complete by itself. Other nine processes, among all the processes, this harikatha itself is complete. Parikshit Maharaj, he heard Harikatha from Shukadeva Goswami and he became perfect. He asked questions and he heard Harikatha, he became perfect.
तो इसलिए एक जन्ना साधु संगे बहु महिमा भरत ऋषि चरित्र जाने अर्थिक आयु मध्य 50,000 वर्ष आयु से भगवत संसार के प्रत्याग कर जंगलेते हरिभजन जेते जेते करते करते एटी हिरण्य बच्चा प्रति आसक्त हो गए तीन जन तहत नष्ट हो तृतीय जन्म से ब्राह्मण हो गए पूर्व जन्म सब कथा मने आज एक जन आर कोनो कारण संग करें ना मूर्ख से जैसे आ दिन रात भगवत चिंतन कर कोनो दिन ते रघुगण राजा पालकी करे जाचे पालकी वाला मध्य एक अस्वस्थ हो गया बोले एक तो धर लिया इना का मोटा छोटा देखे ताके धर लिए पालकी से लगे उन्हें देखा कि कोई पीपड़े मारा ना जाए ए जन पाए पाए मिले ना तब हम पालकी जोश से लगे बोले अरे तुम्हें खूब दुबला मतलब तुम्हें चौथे पारण ना आए थे ओहो खूब दुबला তথাপি তিনি শুনলেন নাই ওই রকম চলে ও জানা না জানি রাজা আমি তোমাকে শাসন করে দণ্ড দিব তখন দয়া পরবশ বলে যে কে দণ্ড দিবে কে রাজা কে প্রজা যদি শরীর আছে তো প্রজা আছে তো শাসন করবার নেই রাজা আছে তো শাসন করবার কিন্তু কি রাজা কে তৎক্ষণাৎ পালকি থেকে নেবে चरने के साष्टांग प्रणाम करे बोले जे यही सब प्रश्न भीतरी के अंदर जा तखन बहुत कथा ताके बोले व्यास ने बोले जे आमी से फर तुम्हार पूर्वज ए जन्मे ते आमी केवल मात्र भगवत भजन कर जा तुमी जिज्ञासा करे छ तुम्हारे बोलछी तखन बोलते लागले बोले रहु गणे न तप तपसा न के इज्ञा निर्वाह प्रणाम गृहा दवा न छंद सा नैव जला की अर्थुर और बिना महत्पाद रजोग से जत्रोत्तम श्लोक नानुवाद प्रस्तुयते ग्राम्य कथा विघात ऋषप्यमाणो अनुदिनम मुमुक्ष मते सति जक्षति पार्थ देवे बोलचे अहो समस्त जन्म अपेक्षा मनुष्य जन्म श्रेष्ठ দেবতা লোক স্বর্গের দিকে কামনা করে যে আমরা মনুষ্য লোকে তে মনুষ্য হই আর সাধু সঙ্গ প্রাপ্ত হয়ে ভগবানের চরণে তে আমাদের রতিমতি হই ঋষিকেশে চরণে ঋষিকেশে গুণ তা লীলা তথা শ্রবণ করলে অন্তকরণ নিজে থেকে অনায়াসে প্রচুর রূপে সুখ পেয়ে যায় सूर्य पूजा अग्नि पूजा वायु पूजा अथवा ब्रह्मचर्य अथवा संन्यास गृहस्थ धर्म द्वारा भगवान के पावन है एकमात्र साधु संग द्वारा ही पावन है विषय भोग मनुष्य जन्म के पावन है किंतु एक साधु संग भोग दुर्लभ अतः साधु संग तहां के चरणे ধুলিতে যার আবশ্যক তারাই কৃষ্ণ প্রেম সহজে এরকম অনেক ব্যাখ্যা করেছেন কালকে আমি ব্যাখ্যা করব আজকে আমার এই পর্যন্ত ব্যাখ্যা সমাপ্ত করছি কিন্তু এটা মনে করবেন এই মনুষ্য জীবনে যে নিজে থেকে উত্তম ভগবত ভক্তের যদি সঙ্গ না হয় তার মুখে যে গুণ কীর্তন আমি না শুনি তাহলে মনুষ্য জীবন সফল হবে না কৃষ্ণ প্রেম বহু হবে দেখো এই ভগবানের লীলা কথা কত মহাত্মজ নারদের শিষ্য ব্যাস নারদের গুরু ব্যাসের গুরু হচ্ছেন পরাশর কে পরাশর ঋষি নারদ ব্যাস বশিষ্ঠ, কপিল, গৌতম এরা সবগুলি একত্রিত হচ্ছে সুখদেবের মুখে হয়তো তার কেন সুখদেব গোস্বামী তো তাহাদের শিষ্যের 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 মত কিন্তু তাহার মুখে হরিকথা শুনবার জন্য তখন তারা দেখে না যে ছোট না বড় রসিক তত্ত্বজ্ঞ আছে কিনা এই জেনে জানলে মুখ কথা তার বেশি সুখদেব গোস্বামী থেকে কম জানেন না ব্যাসদেব কম জানেন তাই তাহাকে ওই ভাষণ করে দিয়েছে আবার তার মুখে তো হরি কথা শুনতেন কেন ওরকম পরাশর ঋষি ব্যাসদেবের পিতা কম ছিলেন না ধুরন্ধর বশিষ্ঠ গৌতম আর সব ঋষি মহর্ষি এসে এই জন্য হরি কথা যদি নিজের দিকে যদি কেউ নিম্ন হয় আর হরিকথা ভালোভাবে বলতে পারে গুটিয়ে ব্যাখ্যা করে সুন্দর ভাবে তার কথা না আমি আমার এই শিষ্য স্থানী তীর্থ মহারাজ বন মহারাজ হ্যাঁ ভাব মহারাজ সবিতা জয়কর কথা বলে ওদের কথা শুনে আমার চোখ থেকে জল এসে আর আমি বলি যে বাহ বেশ তো ভাগ্যবান আমি এইরকম হয়ে হিরোর টুকুর আমি পেয়েছি আজকে তারা বিশ্বেতে এই প্রচার আমাদের যারা শিষ্য এরকম হরি কথা শুনে উত্তম ভাবে তো হরি কথা রসিক ভাবে বলতে পারে অন্যত্র এইসবগুলি দেখা যায় তাদের কাছে এইগুলি শিক্ষা নেই আর আমি প্রারম্ভ থেকে এই শিক্ষা দিই যে সে এই হরি কথা সবগুলি বর্ণন করে আর এর মধ্যে প্রতিষ্ঠিত এই জন্য আমাদের ছেলেরা বেশ সুন্দর ভাবে হরি কথা পরিবেশন কালকে বেল বানে কালকে বেল বান যেতে হবে সকাল বেলা টুমারো উই উইল গো টু বেল বান প্লেস অফ লক্ষ্মী দেবী অর ভেন পার্ট স্টার্টিং সি দি টু কাম অ্যান্ড ওয়েল ইন রাস বাট সি নেভার
Therefore, the glories of Sri Sangha are very nicely described in the history of Bharat Maharaj. How at the age of 50,000 years, he left the kingdom, went to the Himalayas, and then became attached to a deer. As a result, three lifetimes were lost. Then he took birth as a Brahmin and avoided all different types of bad associations. And was completely absorbed in always remembering Bhagavan. At that time, Maharaja Rugana was being carried in a palanquin through that area, and one of the carriers became ill. Therefore, by force, they put Bharat Maharaj to carry the palanquin. As Bharat Maharaj was carrying, he saw many ants on the ground. Therefore, he was moving here and there to avoid them. Then the king became angry, said, "Oh, you are experiencing difficulty carrying the palanquin. Well, you must be very thin, very weak." But Balak did not say anything. He continued as before. When again he would move, moving here and there, then the king became angry. "You don't know who I am? I'm king. I will punish you." Then Balak, out of his mercy, he spoke to the king. Who is king? Who is servant? Who is thin and weak?" And he gave him Atmatattva and many, many things he gave him. That time the king descended from the palanquin and fell at the feet of Bharat Maharaj. "Who are you?" He said, "I am that Bharat, your forefather." Many instructions Bharat Maharaj gave, but in the last he said, "Rahugana Natapasamanadi Nasikya Nim Bohakriyatva Nachandasamriva Jalatva Surya Kinaman Sevan Parodaya Rajobishekha." "O the king, the Supreme Lord cannot be realized by performing of austerities, nor by taking, nor by going to the forest, nor by worshipping, nor by performing austerities in the sun or in the water. The Supreme Lord can only be realized when one abhishek, one's head with the foot dust of a pure devotee. Therefore, all the forms of life, this human form is the best. It's described in the demigods as desires of the human form of life. Because only the human form of life, one can achieve sarusanga and one's intelligence can be fixed on the Lord. Therefore, by hearing the pastimes and the qualities of Rishikesh, Sri Krishna and sarusanga, one achieves the Lord. One cannot achieve him by worshipping the sun, the moon, fire, or even by taking sannyas. Bhagavan is achieved only by that person who performs sarusanga. All species of life achieve material enjoyment. The human being can also get that facility, but only the human being can achieve sarusanga. Therefore, that person who takes the foot dust of a Niskinchan Vaishnava on their head, that person achieves prema. Therefore, if there is no sarusanga, there is no shravan kirtan, there can be no auspiciousness in that life, and one cannot achieve prema. Just see the example of Shukadeva Goswami. When he spoke to Srimad Bhagavatam, that time even devotees like Narada, Vyasa's father, Parasa Muni, Gautam Rishi, Vashishta, all big persons who we should not consider them to be any less, but still all were hearing from Sukadeva Goswami, even though he was very junior. Why? Because Sukadeva Goswami is a Rasik Vaishnava. Therefore we should not say, oh, I am senior to him, he is junior. Even that person may be junior, but they can explain everything in a very wonderful way, full of tattva siddhanta, charming the hearts of everyone. Then we should give up our false pride and sit and hear from such a person. Jiva says, what to speak of anyone else? Jiva says, even himself, when he hears that this the katha of his disciples, like Pujapad Tita Maharaj, Pujapad Madhav Maharaj, Pujapad Bon Maharaj, Sabita Didi. And Guru says, what to speak of anyone else, even though they are my disciples? When I hear their katas, so high class katha, even I become astonished, tears come from my eyes, and I consider myself fortunate. Therefore, Guru says, I'm trying to give that shiksha to all of you. Yes. Go Premanandi. Tomorrow is farewell. We'll actually perform those charities to a change in the last